Rabotai, let us begin. I want to discuss with you a minhag. Today's topic is a minhag, a very interesting minhag. I was always intrigued about this minhag. I don't practice this minhag, and I hardly doubt anyone here practices. I don't know, I shouldn't say that. Probably a mayor does this. You have to be today a multimillionaire to participate in this minhag. Not necessarily a multimillionaire. And the minhag is to bake matzos Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Matzos mitzvah. Does anyone here matzah mitzvah? What do you want to say? What he just said? $50 a matzah. A matzah. $50 a matzah. Matzah is mitzvah. What?
Yeah,
do everything, yeah?
Yeah, they're trying to
legislate
against this.
In terms of them being even.
Chometz, yeah.
Because they do it so fast. One, two, three, one.
The guys don't know what to do.
You a mindset where a guy bought mitzvah matzos.
Yeah.
And he came to the Seder.
Yeah.
Mamish knew it was
chometz.
Dough. Right.
Wow. Do away with it.
They're trying to legislate.
Who's trying to legislate it?
Some kashrus organizations are trying to legislate.
They never got a kashrus from an organization.
No, I know, but they're trying to keep people, you know.
Okay, so this is the issue. The issue is, where does it come from? What's the makar? Is there something to it? Shockingly, there is a lot of sources to this, and it does appear that traditionally, this is the way matzah was made. Matzah was made bedafka erev Pesach achar chatzos. Remember, after chatzos, already after this man beer, after you're no longer allowed to have in your possession chometz. I mean, let's make one thing clear: chometz is asur b'mashahu. Even a little crumb is asur on Pesach. It's a unique halacha to achilas chometz, not like other foods. Other foods are only asur because ice. Chometz asur b'mashahu. However, the isur b'mashahu is only, according to many opinions, not all opinions, after tzeis takachovim, at the night of Pesach. Erev Pesach, after the zman bir, after chatzos, until sundown, until chatzos, chometz is not osur b'mashuhu, it's only osur if you have a kazayis. So there's no din b'al yibar b'yimotze unless you have a kazayis. So baking matzah, Erev Pesach, the fear of it turning into chometz is not as dangerous as it would seem, because you're not going to have chometz, or you're hoping you're not going to have a clump of chometz that would be the size of a kazayis. The worst thing would be you'd be finished, you'd left over far part of the processing of baking the matzah, rolling the matzah, there'll be some powder left over, you'll leave on the table, and it'll be crumbs that's not a kazayis. Crumbs are not going to be the size of a kazayis.
That's what they do.
The mafir, okay. So, this is a, where does it come from? So, it seems that in history, I have here two songs. Oh, so we're going to discuss, but I have here two svarim. One svar called Moadim L'Simcha, and a svar called Minhag Avosein B'Yodein. They both have chapters. They're both very different. They looked at it from a different angle, but a lot of the things are, you know, there is a lot of overlap between the two. Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaitin. Now first of all, let's take a look at tradition when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. If you study the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael about the Mitzvah of Matzah way in advance. Way in advance. It could be even told them in Chodesh Nisan. He told them about there's going to be Yom Tov Pesach and you shall prepare matzah. When did Klal Yisrael actually bake the matzos that they took out of Mitzrayim? They took out the morning when they left Mitzrayim.
Yeah.
They did not bake the matzos. The symbol on the string of the Torah is they did not bake the matzos in advance. But Moshe Rabbeinu told them even 15 days in advance there's going to be Pesach, there's going to be Yitzias Mitzrayim, there's going to be matzah. Al matzos simrim yachlu etzliyesh su matzos. No, they didn't bake the matzah. They baked the matzahs on their way out. Misharisam al shichmam. They took the dose. Why? Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. This is the key words which repeat themselves over and over in all the literature about baking matzah or Pesach. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. It's precious to do the mitzvah in its right time.
Yeah.
Now let's go through some of the sources. Okay, then we'll discuss some of the issues. The issues that are involved. Who is of the opinion that you should bake matzah erev Pesach? There are two major sources which you can't go do. You can't fall away from. One is the Yerushalmi. It's a Beferisher Yerushalmi. I'll read you the words Yerushalmi. It's kedai to hear the words Yerushalmi and how it's understood. And then there is Rashi. If Rashi was alive today, Tchias HaMesim, Rashi is the most machmir. He holds that you only yotza mitzvah matzah with matzahs that are baked after Pesach, after Chatzos. Rashi would not eat it al matzahs. Rashi holds that it's a din de'oraisa to eat matzah that has been prepared after Chatzos, Erev Pesach. But first, let's see what it says in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, okay, it's Masechta Pesachim, Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet. Matzah Hayishana. Okay, matzah means old matzah. What does it mean, old matzah? Let's the only terminology we have for Yishana is by a sukkah Yishana, an old sukkah. Here's the issue. If you have an old sukkah, a sukkah that was built last year, a sukkah that you built in the summer, can you fulfill your obligation of sukkah by going into such a hut? So it says in the Gemara in the Bavli, a sukkah yishana is psula. It's not kosher. What's a sukkah yishana? Let's say you didn't say l'shem mitzvah sukkah. If you're in, it's in the summer, and it's more than 30 days, the cutoff point is 30 days before sukkahs, and you build a hut. So we assume that your kavanah was not l'shem mitzvah sukkah. It was l'shem, it's the summertime, you need some shelter. And now it's sukkah, so you want to go sit in that hut, lo yatsa. The sukkah has not been built l'shem mitzvah sukkah, it's called the sukkah yeshana, it's no good. Let's say you build the sukkah in the middle of the winter, l'shem mitzvah sukkah. I'm building this sukkah, l'shem mitzvah sukkah, and now it's 6 months later, can you use this l'shem? So the halacha is yes, provided you can use it. You must be mechadesh ba'davar. Even though technically it's pretty good, because it was built l'shem, but since it was more than 6 months, more than 30 days before sukkahs, it can't be that it was totally made l'shem mitzvah sukkah. You must be mechadesh ba'davar. You don't have to take apart the entire sukkah, just throw a twig, just throw a little twig on top, do maybe shake, move it. But that's significant. Moving it around is already mamish, making it new, picking up a tefach as if you've taken it apart. Mechadesh ba'davar. So the poskim want to say that if you bake matzah more than 30 days before Pesach, certainly it shouldn't be good. All our matzahs already start. They start baking matzahs now later in Chanukah time, even early in that. 30 days should be. And what you want to say? Oh, but I baked it l'shem mitzvah sma. It is. That's the rule. The problem of it being made l'shem mitzvah is only where it's made stam. Let's take a step back. If you build a sukkah within 30 days, if you build a hut in your backyard within 30 days from sukkahs, that's not called the sukkah yeshana, because mistama, since you built this hut, it's within 30 days of sukkahs. In the back of your mind, you were thinking about sukkahs is coming up. You're going to use it for sukkah, so it's okay. It's okay. But if it's more than 30 days, not matzah is the same thing. Matzah, if you bake bread, that's you're sure there is no chametz within 30 days. You could assume it was being made l'shem mitzvahs matzahs mitzvah, the mitzvah you're going to eat in the kind of the mitzvah deraisa on the night of Pesach. But more than 30 days, you don't have that assumption unless you explicitly state that I'm baking this matzah l'shem matzas mitzvah. But we have a problem. The problem is tzorich l'chadesh b'davar. You have to add something to it. It's impossible to be mechadesh the b'davar when it comes to a piece of bread. When it comes to a sukkah that has schach, and you want to be mechadesh, but you want to go in a little twig to the top of the sukkah to be moist of some cell, you can be mechadesh b'davar. But it is impossible to be mechadesh b'davar when it comes to a piece of bread. The bread, once it comes out of the oven, it's complete. There's nothing more you can possibly do. So if you can't be mechadesh b'davar, someone has suggested matzah yeshana. So the Yerushalmi says matzah yeshana zmachlekes. First, it says zohir to tifluksa. No, I disagree. Divri hakolhi, it's no good. Everyone agrees matzah yeshana, old matzah, is no good. Mikevon shiloi osa so l'shem pesach. Dover borihu, kimi, here are the key words, kimi shiloi dikdek ba. If you did not make l'shem pesach, it's yeshana, it was before Pesach. You were not medactic. Now, the Ravya is the perish on the Yerushalmi. It's like the Rashi on Yerushalmi in the side of the page of the Gemara. Since the Gemara there says, Kimi Shlei Diktak Ba, since we use this unusual expression, does not say, Dover Borer Shlei Diktak Ba, it's Mashma, that Afilu if you're medactic. The Ravya wants to suggest that the Yerushalmi's expression indicates that even if you were extremely careful, to make this piece of bread, making sure that there's no chametz, and to make a L'shem Matzah Mitzvah, since by definition you are more than 30 days, it's Yeshana, it's old, which Yeshana, we're going to come back in a few moments, can mean it's certainly more than 30 days. But according to one opinion, it means even if it's not Erev Pesach, which we're going to prove that in a moment, it's since it's not Erev Pesach, it's called Yeshana, it's impossible for it to have the status of Matzah Mitzvah, it's Kini Sheloi Dikdek Ba. Automatically, by default, it says you are not medactic in it, and it's no good. And then the Rav Yoh says, all of this is true, or it's even the Gemara, it could be the Yerushalmi itself, Masha, this is all before Erev Pesach. Masha Enke, the Erev Pesach, Shakol Chaverim, the Yidnu Lev Ledaktik, Beshim Lashma, it's okay. Okay, not going into all the details, what comes out from the Yerushalmi and the Rav Yoh is, Yeshana is a day, it's not Erev Pesach. The day before Erev Pesach, it's not called Matzos Mitzvah, and there's nothing you can possibly do in order to elevate it to the status of Matzos Mitzvah. So this is the sheet of the accepted opinion of the Yerushalmi, that matzah that has not been baked Erev Pesach is not matzah that's made l'shmo, l'shem Matzos Mitzvah, and it cannot be used for the mitzvah of matzah. Only midrabanan. Now that's the Yerushalmi. We'll come back to Yerushalmi in one moment. Let's go to Rashi. Rashi in the Sefer HaPardes. Rashi or the Sefer called Sefer HaPardes, and Rashi there says that there's a hekesh between matzah and Karban Pesach. Tzli eish umatzos al merarim yochlu. It's the pasuk compares matzah to tzli eish. Rashi says the matzah had, just like the Karban Pesach, is slaughtered Erev Pesach after Chatzos, after 6.5 hours, the matzah, being that it's compared to the Korban Pesach, must be prepared. Its asiyah must be done at the same time you prepare the Korban Pesach after Chatzos Erev Pesach. The place can point out that according to Rashi's Hekish, he's even more machmer than the Yerushalmi, because according to the Yerushalmi, the only hakpada is that the matzah must be baked Erev Pesach. That I'm not sure today, is there such a thing today where you buy matzah mitzvah that's been baked before Chatzos? Is there such a thing? According to the Yerushalmi, that's all that counts, that it's baked Erev Pesach. Doesn't matter when, even early in the morning, Erev Pesach, and it's only midrabanan. Rashi is doubly machmir. Number one, it has to be baked. It's not a derabanan, it's a deoraisa. Number two, it's not enough to be baked Erev Pesach. It must be baked at the same time when you actually bake the matzos, which is Erev Pesach Achar Chatzos. So these are the two major sources for the halacha that matzah should be baked Erev Pesach. Yerushalmi calls anything that's baked before Erev Pesach matzah yeshana, old matzah, and matzah yeshana is kimi sheloi diktek ba. There's no way you can instill, you can impart within this matzah the status of matzah's mitzvah. But Erev Pesach, it's okay. Anytime, and it's only in this midrabanan according to the Yerushalmi. That's what appears in the words of Yerushalmi in the Ravo's explanation. Rashi say for apardes, it's a deoraisa. You're not yoitza your mitzvah unless you bake the matzah at the same time when the Korban Pesach would have been baked, which is after Chatzos. After Chatzos, this is the shita of Rashi. However, the Bavli disagrees. The Bavli is a Tosefta. Okay, with that going very quick. The Tosefta disagrees. The Bavli, there's no such mention of this halacha anywhere in the Talmud Bavli. And there's a Tosefta which explicitly says that the matzah can be baked before Pesach. Does not have to be baked Erev Pesach. And in fact, there's a very, all the place can bring a very strong riot from the Mishnah Masechta Tumit. The Mishnah Masechta Tumit talks about, can you use the matzos that you made for a carbon tamid? A carbon tamid has 30 loaves of matzah, 40 breads, 10 breads of chametz, and 30 breads of matzah. The Mishnah, not even the Gemara, asked the question, can you use the matzah that you made, l'shem tamid, can you use it for your matzos mitzvah? So the Gemara says, if you make a tanai, you have to make it on the tanai, that in case that a person makes this bread and he wants to sell it for a person that will need a carbon tamid, and there are no buyers, and you make a tanai that it should be the shei matzah mitzvah, then it's okay. The problem is, with the Feirush Gemara, with Feirush Mishnah, that you don't offer a carbon tamid at Pesach. So the only time that a person could have possibly baked matzahs for a carbon tamid was before the Pesach. So you see, Feirush Mishnah, that you can bake and you can use those matzahs for your matzah mitzvah. So the Feirush Mishnah, that you're allowed to bake matzahs matzos. You are allowed to make matzos even not Erev Pesach after Chatzos, the time when you offer the Karban Pesach. So we are basically two. Now, what about Rashi? Rashi has a very powerful Hekish which compares Tzliyei Yeshu matzos. That doesn't mean that it's a Doraisa. That's like an Asmachta. It's a Hidden Mitzvah. Chavim Mitzvah B'Shaita. They reject Rashi's Hekish as a being a Doraisa. That just means that it's a good thing to do. It's a hidduch. You can do it, but it's not an absolute requirement.
It becomes very interesting. Yeah.
So we're going to come down in a few moments. Erev Pesach Chalias for Shabbos is a whole sugya. We'll touch upon that in a few moments. But it comes out lemaskan al pi halacha. Let's talk halacha. There's a machlekes Yerushalmi and Rashi on one side, and then there is the sefta with all the poiskim which bring rayas, different rayas here and there, that there is no requirement in our Torah. You can bake it. Erev Pesach l'choy. One of the best rayas you want to suggest is the proof is like let's talk. You say Erev Pesach Chalias for Shabbos. When bezman shabes hamigdash shayekayim. When did they shech the Karban Pesach? On Shabbos itself. The Karban Pesach was slaughtered on Shabbos itself. It was not prepared, it was not roasted until Matzoy Shabbos for the Shechita. Are you allowed to Mizman Shabbos Hamishkaim to go and bake the matzos on Shabbos after Chatzos? Unheard of. Unheard of. Absolutely not. Chil Shabbos. So when did they bake the matzos? So there are two opinions. Either they would bake it Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos or Erev Shabbos, or even before, or Mitzoy Shabbos. Now, baking the matzos Mitzoy Shabbos is more problematic. Why? Because Mitzoy Shabbos is already Pesach has begun. And once Pesach has begun, Chometz, it's also Bimashuhu.
Yeah.
So when you're making the preparations, if you even leave over a small teeny amount, it's small crumb and it becomes Chometz, you're getting involved in an Isser Deraisa or Baal Yeroh or Baal Yimotze. So the solution is that you mafku it. However, so you see from this gemara, you see from this halacha that it cannot possibly be that this hekesh is deraisa. The only mekor that it should be deraisa is Rashi Sefer Parnas, which makes this hekesh. Rashi says deraisa, but it cannot possibly be 100% deraisa, because how then can you fulfill the mitzvah on Erev Pesach Shchalias B'Shabbos when you shechach the Karban Pesach?
The first Pesach also, you have to eat it on matzahs. So they had to make matzahs for...
The first Pesach, was there Pesach Shchalias B'Shabbos? It's a machlokes.
The very first Pesach.
Yeah.
They had to eat it with matzahs.
Yeah, okay. So they
forget the matzahs that they made in the morning.
When they took out,
they had enough matzah to eat it with the Karban.
On the Karban Pesach, yes. When did they bake it?
Right.
So we don't know. It doesn't say when they bake. Maybe they bake, was it Shabbos? The first Pesach was Shabbos. Okay, let's put that aside. I don't know. But these are the issues that arise. Halacha lemaisa. There's another issue which only in the Sefer Moadim L'Simcha. Moadim L'Simcha has the advantage. He goes into history. So the Sefer Minog Yisrael, I would say that he focuses primarily on halacha. He has what's very good about the Sefer. He traces a lot of the things not just from the halacha, but he traces a lot of history. And he says something very important for us to consider. And he brings through many sources this idea. Is a very important idea. The matzah that we have today is not like the matzah that our forefathers ate even 400 years ago, 500 years ago. We're not talking about Yemenites. We're not talking about Tzar. We're talking about the standard Ashkenazi family from Lita, wherever they came from. The matzah was like bread. And this is a fact.
Pita, falafel,
it was soft. Matzah was soft. Matzah got stale very quickly. It was custom. It was very, very common to bake matzah every single day. You should have fresh, hot matzah. It would be a bizarre. Let's not talk about halacha. Let's talk about just creature comforts. You come to your seder, you have a whole mishpach in front of you. You can tell. Let's talk about today. Let's talk about not talk about Pesach. Let's talk about you invite over your family for a Friday night meal in the middle of the winter, and you serve them. You cut the challah, and the challah is from 3 weeks ago, not frozen. Would you dare do such a thing? Would you dare serve on your dining room table and take out a challah? Not from the refrigerator. And there's some mold and there's some discoloration. And so, and your car, you bring out your family, and you pass around the moldy bread. Would you dare do such a thing?
No.
It's colorful bread.
You wouldn't dare do. Well, when you have real matzah, not like the matzah that we make today, we make our matzah today with the smallest amount of water possible, and as thin as possible, and we burn it so in an oven that it's so hot that it prevents it from rising in any shape or form. It turns into a cracker, which can last, it has a shelf life of a couple of months. Okay, does it, what? years. Last year's matzah. It's really, is that really true?
Yes.
Matzah gets stale.
Reheat
it?
Cool, yeah.
You reheat it? There's some technology?
Well, they don't have to, but they sell last year's matzahs, definitely.
Well, okay, all right, okay.
You can use it, except for the
same. They have shmur matzah.
Except for the same.
I find that I'm taught.
Cycle the shmur matzah.
I was...
Where?
I don't know. I find the hand matzahs. I always found by Shavuot's time the hand matzahs already soft. I found they were.
Yeah,
it doesn't taste the same. By Shavuot's time already.
Yeah, but it depends.
Could be. All right.
The winter again in Christmas.
Okay, could be. You heat it up. You put it in the microwave. You put it in the oven, and it becomes crisp right away. Okay, whatever it is. But it's very clear that in ancient times, not so ancient times, matzah was not the way they would come down. If they would come to Chesed, they would see our matzah today, they would have a good laugh. They would think, we don't know what we're doing today, the way we make matzah. The way you make matzah, like a pizza, like a bread, and it wouldn't be fresh. Practical reasons. You would bake matzah Erev Pesach, the same way many women today bake challahs Erev Shabbos. People would bake matzah Erev Pesach so it should be fresh. What about the issue of cutting into chametz? So guess what? He makes it very clear. It doesn't, there is no leftovers. When you have a lot of water, if you would add more water into the flour, it would be so easy to, today, you know, people, they struggle. If you go to a matzah factory, it's a very hard work to knead the dough and to roll the matzah. It's torture. You have to really be Iron Man to have muscles. You have to work very, very hard. It's a skilled trade because we add an extremely small amount of water to the flour, and there's residue, there's flour left over, and there's dough, and there's this, and there's that, and it's very hard work.
The guys that come out of the cage, he's a big guy.
What?
You take a look at the guys who come out of the cage. It's like a glass cage.
And they're heavy people. They know because we don't know what we're doing because we're so afraid. We make matzah in a way which is very difficult, which leaves over potential for chametz. But if you were to make matzah, like you make a cake, like you make challah, there would be nothing left over. There would be no residue. There wouldn't be, the chashash of chametz is rochok ma'ot. So it's because of these practical considerations. Anyway, it's not stale because we have crackers for matzah, and because to make matzah erev Pesach is a very, very dangerous enterprise when you add a teeny amount of water and you have to roll it and the time clock is ticking, so it became extremely not practical for us to make matzos Erev Pesach. So we fell on, we have shifted. He writes this traditionally. He's not talking about halacha. He says that traditionally, going back hundreds of years, everyone accepted Rashi and the Yerushalmi. They were mahadir as much as possible to make matzos mitzvah Erev Pesach achachatzos because it was easy, it was standard, it was done. Matzah was different. Today, the standards have changed. It's not possible. So we fall back by default on the shitas of the Tosefta and all of the poskim. It's not even brought down anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. It's not brought down in the Gemara. There's no Mishnah. It's Shulchan Aruch brought down. Matzah mitzvah. But it's not brought down in any Mishnah, any Gemara, any the Goinim. There's no mention in the Halpi Halacha. It's requirements. So we fall back on that. And we fall back on that we don't require Bezman Azeh. There are also other issues that let's just discuss very quickly your case, where it's Erev Pesach Chalias v'Shabbos. Erev Pesach Chalias v'Shabbos, there's no option of making the matzah on Shabbos. When should you make it? So make it Mitzvah Shabbos, make it Erev Shabbos. So some are of the opinion that there's another inyan, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaito extends to the concept that as long as you have in your possession chametz, you should not be involved in making matzah. So since Erev Pesach Shachalias B'Shabbos, you have in your possession chametz, you can eat chametz Shabbos morning for your suda, you have chametz, as long as you possess in your possession chametz, it's not proper for you to involve yourself in the preparation of matzah. And that's why the first opportunity you have to make matzah would be Mitzvah Shabbos. There were many G'dayle Yisrael that were very against making matzah Mitzvah Shabbos. Number one, people like to get a head start. They get a head start, it would lead to Chilul Shabbos. Just like Bezman HaZeh, there's always a very big issue if you have an affair. You have a simcha mitzoy Shabbos. Mitzoy Shabbos, there's always a chashash. The caterers have to prepare food for hundreds of people. There's going to be chil Shabbos. So to bake matzah mitzoy Shabbos is going inevitably to lead to chil Shabbos in preparation. Furthermore, the whole purpose of the Seder is for the children. If you're going to first start baking matzah mitzoy Shabbos to have matzah, so when is your Seder going to start? Your Seder is not going to start until 12 o'clock. By that time, the children will be long asleep. Also, also you're going to end up eating the afikomen after chatzos. So you're getting yourself into a real, real big mess, and that's why there were many places which frowned upon this minute of making matzah and mitzvah Shabbos. However, some the hell you have to do it. As long as you have in your possession chametz, you're not allowed to be involved in the mitzvah making matzah. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Now, there's a very interesting Rashi. There's a different minhagim. When exactly you bake, if you do follow the minhag of making matzah er pesach chatzos, at what time do you do? So, of course, it means after 6.5 hours zman mincha. Somehow, the minute that you first should daven mincha, you should not get involved in baking matzah until you daven mincha. Exactly the way it was in the Beis Hamikdash. What was the seder hadavar zman shabeis and the shayakayim? They would first offer the tamid shabein harbayim. And then they would offer the Karban Pesach.
Yeah.
According to Rashi, the baking of the matzah was hukash to the preparation of the Karban Pesach. The Pesach was offered after the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim. And Mincha is Bimkom the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim. So the proper minute, if you want to involve yourself in this custom, is first to daven Mincha, and then you begin to bake matzah. Then there's another minute that while you bake matzah, you're supposed to sing Hallel. You ever see that? They're supposed to be singing Hallel.
Even when they do the Shem Mitzvah, if you...
In advance?
In the middle of the week.
In the middle of the week, they'll say Hallel? They say Hallel. Now, do you make a bracha when you say the Hallel? Do you make a bracha when you say the Hallel? So believe it or not, there are opinions, there's a tradition that there are Hasidim that make a bracha. Would you believe this? They make a bracha. Likros Hallel, and they make the chasim, the bracha at the end, Hallel Shalem. And there's a Rashi, there's a fascinating Rashi himself of Sachim. This is a shocking thing. Rashi holds the only yotz of the mitzvah in the highest, only matzah that is made after chatzos. And this is a beautiful Rashi, Masechta Pesachim. I hope that I can find it. Rashi says the matzah that Sachim daf lamid vav. Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara says matzah is called Lechem Oni. Why is it called Lechem Oni? Lechem Oni. Mishum she'oinin olav dvarim harbe. Perish Rashi. What does it mean? Oinin olav dvarim harbe. This is an amazing Rashi. Perish Rashi. Two things you do on the matzah. Ershtazach she'gormin olav esahalel. You recite Hallel Sholem. And number two, the oimim olav hagada. Two questions. You go to the Seder. First of all, we are not goimir Hallel on the matzah. We only say chatzi Hallel before we consume the matzah.
Yeah.
That's not the real Hallel.
So it's gone. There's no. So what do you mean with lechem oni shagormin alav esahala? But if you had to learn the Gemara, like if you, let's say you never heard of this minhag, like me, I never really knew from this minhag. I never heard of this minhag. I heard, but I never really understood, appreciated how serious. So
you never said hallel by Ma'ariv.
I do say hallel by Ma'ariv.
With a bracha, without.
With a bracha.
So that's the
hallel. Not shagormin alav esahala, but there's no matzah when you daven Ma'ariv. There's no matzah.
That's
shagarmin. No, that's a chiddush to say. But let's look at Rashi. Second question: what's the order? Let's say Taka, you tell me. Yeah, it's right. The halal we say by the seder is the shagarmin, but it's the other way around. First comes the haggadah, avad ma'in l'faro, and then when we finish the haggadah, then we first begin to say halal. So two questions: number one, it's not a real gemira; it's not goyman. We eat up the matzah in the middle. Number two, it's the wrong order. So the place we want to be daik and Rashi l'shita. So the gemara of a halal is the halal that you say when you bake the matzah. When you bake the matzah, you're supposed to say Hallel Shalom with a bracha. It's an amazing idea. You say Hallel Shalom with a bracha when you bake the matzah, and then you come to the Seder to eat the matzah. Okay, so these are the base, yeah.
They dress up for Yom Tov.
I don't think it's so healthy to do that. To bring all the germs into the health department wouldn't be savvy. Now there is one seeming very common thing which can be a problem, which he spends a very significant chunk of his section. When you prepare matzah, this is general, you have to be mafresh challah. The hafrosh of matzah is much more complex than the hafrosh of of regular bread, because of the problem of chametz. You don't want anything to turn into chametz. So the process of being mafresh challah when you bake matzah is much more complicated. It always is more complicated. It's done at the very end. Normally you mafresh challah at the very beginning when you make the dough. You never mafresh challah on dough when you prepare matzah, because the dough will turn into chametz.
Sure.
So you mafresh after it's already baked. The whole thing is finished. The process is finished. You bake all the matzos, and then you put all the matzah in one massive basket, and you separate the matzah, and they typically do it at the very end. They wait until the very, very end, and because you wait until the very, very end, it's not so uncommon that you forget to be mafresh challah.
Or you're in a rush.
Or,
you come in and you grow and grab your matzah leaf.
So
before they will.
This problem is greatly, what's the right word? It's magnified. There are much better words than that. This problem is magnified to a much greater degree when you bake matzah erev Pesach achra chatzos,
right.
Because it's a mad rush.
Yeah.
You're racing the clock with 18 minutes, and everyone is chopping and taking. And it seems like it's very common. People forget to be mafresh challah. Or you go home,
yeah.
You've chopped your matzah, so you've stolen your matzah gezula, you come home.
Right.
Wait a minute. We have a mafresh challah. When we mafresh challah, what are we going to do now? You're not allowed to tevel. It's a chi of misa b'dei shomayim. Now, putzli aretz challah is only midrabbanan, but in Eretz Yisrael, if you get matzah, miss someone sends you from Eretz Yisrael, which I don't think is possible. What?
Fax it.
If you, so, oh no, the Eretz Yisrael challah is deraisa, according to many opinions. It's a machloikas apoyskim. What?
We don't have
bias kochim. It's a machloikas apoyskim. If you need bias kochim, okay. The truma, that's for truma.
Bias kochim is.
Machala? Okay. Maybe right, I don't know. But there is a very big issue.
Could you be yotzei?
What?
Eating that matzah?
Oh, that's the question. The question, let's say you have matzah, and again, this is a problem in general, but when you normally have regular matzah, it's baked by Hanukkah time, so everything is, everyone's calm, the mafresh challah, it says in the box, usually it says in the box, that's part of the hefshah. On the box, it says that the rabbi guarantees they took challah. But when you go to a matzah baking factory, Erev Pesach HaChatzos, matzah mitzvah, you gotta make sure. Don't take anything for granted, because the challah is the last thing that's done. And the last thing that's done is, unfortunately, not always done. So it seems like it's very common, and people have this question all the time. They bake matzah or Pesach, and they're not sure if they're mafresh challah. If they're not mafresh challah, to eat it borders on an issue of tevel. It is tevel. Tevel is an issue of misa bidei shemayim. You don't want to be eating something where there's a chiyuv misa bidei shemayim, or at least midrabanan, to be mekayim your matzah. So what are you going to do? Big shaila. So there's a lot to talk about, because it's very common, the shaila. So among the solutions, very quickly, are some hold that you should taki eat it. The mitzvah deraisa of achilas matzah is deraisa. Tevel is bizman azez only midrabanan, certainly in chutz liaretz. The asay deraisa is doicha the lois asay of tevel midrabanan. You can allow to eat matzah that you're not mafresh challah.
Oh,
I'll be mafresh challah. You're not allowed to be mafresh challah on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. It's also midrabanan to be mafresh challah.
Isn't it the same shaila with chelev on the Yom Tov Pesach?
Chelev, Karm Pesach?
Yeah,
no.
Because you're supposed to roast the Karm Pesach without taking out the Chelev.
Yeah, so you roast
it with... the Rambam says...
Yeah. It's doicha, say, doicha, say?
You don't need the Chelev, you cook it.
You cook it, I'm not familiar, could be. Yeah. So I say doicha, say. Others say, no, you're allowed to be over on the Issa de Rabbanon. You can be over on the Issa de Rabbanon of Hafroshas Chala, Mafresh Chala. The reason why that's problematic, it's not the Idnei. Meaning, if you could be over on the Rabbanon to do the Rice at the same moment in time, then you would be over the Rabbanon. Here I'm being over on the Rabbanon. And then 10 minutes later, I'm first being mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. The only time we say asay is doicha loisa, say it's kedai to do the nisa derabban in order for the nisa deraisa, is only when it's bidding. It's the exact moment in time. Since I'm not doing it, this, I'm not doing
Boy,
it.
When are you oiver on the challah? When you're eating?
I mean, oiver on the nisa but no challah. The solution is be mafresh challah. Then do the nisa derabban and be mafresh challah. Do it. Do an Aveira, the Rabban, in order to make a mitzvah deraisa. Is that the proper thing to do? So, Lachari, yeah, because it's only with the Rabbanon, and you have to be mekayim the mitzvah deraisa, and you don't need tevel. The problem, though, is when you're being over on the Issa de Rabbanon, you're not yet being mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. The mitzvah deraisa comes when you eat the matzah. So, it's not what's called the idne. That's why it's problematic. So, everyone is very busy with this. Everyone is very busy. So, Rabbi Shulib Diskin, the Bariska Roth, He had a solution. The solution, fascinating solution, he says there's a special halacha when it comes to truma, to nedarim. And that includes hafrasha schala, that a child, a katan muflil ish, someone who's 12 years old, for every halach in the Torah, you mechuyev in a mitzvah when you're 13 years old. When it comes to nidorim, vows, is the only halacha where a child that's 12 years old, a boy 12 years old, or a girl 11 years old, can is chayiv to fulfill their dinim, their rights of nidorim, a year before their bar mitzvah. It's called mufla. A katan that's mufla, meaning he's in the middle. He's almost an adult. He already has enough seichel to understand the concept of nedarim. He makes a vow. He's mechuyev midarayis to fulfill his vow. That halach applies to hafrashas truma and ma'aser. Hafrasha truma and ma'aser and chala has the status of a neder, has a vow. According to the halacha, and therefore a child who's 11 years old, if he's mafresh chala, it works. It works. Not only does it work for himself, he can be the shli, he can be your agent. Oh, but he's only a katan. He's not yet bar mitzvah. He's not chayiv in the mitzvahs, deraisa, derabanan, of the prohibition of doing averos. So I'm sure that this can suggest, this is a ma'isha ha'yam by him, and I have an eretz that happened to Yushlan, it was during when he lived, not that long ago, when there was some type of war going on, and it was very dangerous, and they were able to make matzos the very last minute, the Erev Pesach, Achachatzos. They made the whole, for the whole Yerushalayim, and they forgot, for the whole Yerushalayim, whoever was living there at that point in time, they forgot to make matzos, the Hafar Shchala, and they came to him, they told him, what are we going to do now? So he told them, he came up with a solution, that they should give the matzos to a child, to an 11-year-old boy. An 11-year-old boy is not chayiv in the mitzvahs, not Torah, not midrabanan. He's only a child, a katan. A katan can do an averos. A katan, if he wants to do an averos, he can do an avera. But being that he's 11 years old, he's already chayiv in the laws midarais of hafrashas truman meiser. So he will be mafresh chala for all the matzos. There's no violation of doing an avera because he's not chayiv in averos. But his hafrasha is a full fledged hafrasha because of the halacha mufla samach leish, and he saved the day. That seems to be very popular. It seems like it's a very famous psak halacha that everyone is very busy with what to do when you're not mafresh chala before Shabbos. A mufla samach leish, an 11-year-old boy can do it for you because he's not chayav mitzvos, but he can be mekayim the mitzvah of hafrashas truma samaisa. So halacha lemaisa, it is a very chashuv minhag. It seems that something that was done, that was practiced, widespread. That's what he writes here. Widespread, mainly because of practical reasons. It wasn't the matzos were different, and we didn't live in such a complex world where we're super busy, and it's just impossible to do for the Hamayinam Erev Pesach after Chatzos. But it definitely is something which people were mahadir, and the key words is Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. It's Hukash to Karban Pesach. The Asiyah is done when Pesach is done. That's when matzah should be done. Matzah is Hukash to Chometz. You first begin to make your matzah when you no longer have in your possession Chometz. We can't do this for practical reasons, but there are the Yerushalmi, and there's Rashi for Hapardes, and then there is the Tosefta on the other side, other Pesach on the other side, that hold that it's not an Ikov, and you get into the very interesting Shilas, what you do when it's Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos, which of course touches upon the entire idea. Okay, we'll stop here. Go ahead.